Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 4th. The state budget is making its way through the Colorado legislature. In our weekly Capitol Conversation, Benta Berkland talks to State House reporters about some of the key provisions and why many lawmakers want major changes.
We're joined today by John Frank, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Nick Garcia with Chalkbeat. John, I wanted to start with you. We now have the budget heading to the House. It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, only 5 no votes. But that doesn't really paint the whole picture because we had a lot of lawmakers who had major concerns about this budget.
The concerns are real and deep in this budget. It took a lot to balance this $26.8 billion behemoth, and it left a lot of people unhappy, particularly lawmakers in rural areas who could see their hospitals close because of cuts to the payments that they receive for uncompensated care. That's a very real thing, but you still saw these lawmakers vote for the budget. Just about everyone who did mentioned that it's not perfect. They mentioned that they hope it gets better, and there's also some hope in some bills outside the budget to really address the main spending cuts in this budget bill.
And just really quickly, we have a pretty healthy economy, not in every part of the state. Some of the rural areas are still hurting. Why has this budget been so tight this year?
It's just a matter at the most basic level of the state's tax collections not meeting the needs that lawmakers have outlined for this year, and the fiscal constraints. If you ask Republicans, they'll say the state's share of Medicaid spending is ballooning and crowding out other programs. And if you ask Democrats, they'll tell you that they're too hamstrung, they're handcuffed, and they can't actually get the money to the areas that need it.
And Nick, education takes up one of the largest parts of the state's discretionary portion of the budget. It now moves to the House, the budget bill. And so what changes could we see there? And just paint the picture. How much is education getting this year, and are schools happy with this?
We're going to be seeing an increase of about $185 per pupil. That is the fifth year that we've seen an increase to education since 2011, when the state was really constrained by the Great Recession. It's been a top priority for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. And this year, despite a really difficult challenge of finding money, they did. They had to do it on the backs of hospitals. So there's a lot of people upset about that. And schools, especially in rural areas, just don't think this is enough to keep up with costs, whether it's health care for their teachers, whether it's raising salaries. They're facing some really tough choices in their own budgets. It's going to be very interesting to see if lawmakers can find any more money. I don't think it's possible, but I know there are lawmakers out there who still want to send more money to schools.
And John, we've got some other bills related to the budget that tie into it that would put money into transportation, send that question to voters, and then there's another proposal that would try to change how hospitals are funded. A lot of things happening that could converge. We don't have a lot of time left in the session.
I think what you'll see is they'll push through the budget. They're going to focus on that. They'll get that done and sent to the conference committee to work out the differences between the two chambers. And then we start the real work on the other measures. Transportation's already moving. And now we'll have this bill for rural hospitals and rural schools. It'd be really interesting to see if they can come to an agreement, because these are major spending issues that you often spend an entire session, if not the time before a session, the months before a session, working out. So there's a big question about whether these are more poised for next year or whether they can actually get something done by May 10th.
On that note, I know that lawmakers are very interested in taking a very deep look at how schools are funded, and we're expected to see a bill any day now that would set up a study session during the interim to really pick apart school finance and come up with maybe some different solutions.
Thanks. That was Nick Garcia with Chalkbeat and John Frank with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.
Activists in Colorado and 12 other states staged a national people's filibuster over the weekend in opposition to President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch.
Activists in Colorado joined a national people's filibuster over the weekend in an effort to convince the state's U.S. senators to reject Neil Gorsuch, President Donald Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. Amy Long with the group Together We Will USA attended Saturday's event in Denver, which included human bodies spelling out the words, "We object." She believes some of Gorsuch's rulings, such as siding with Hobby Lobby over denying birth control coverage for workers, show a disdain for women's rights to make decisions that affect their health and families.
for me to think that my daughters might have less rights than I have enjoyed in my life so far, I think that's terrible and it's unacceptable. We should be moving closer to equal rights and not farther away.
During his confirmation hearings, Gorsuch sidestepped tough questions about his position on abortion and conservative religious views. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican, supports the nominee and also changing the rules to allow a simple majority vote to confirm. Democrat Michael Bennett is still on the fence. Gorsuch backers have called him eminently qualified, and he has also received endorsements from anti-abortion and veterans groups. Long adds she's especially concerned about advancing the president's nominee at a time when a federal criminal investigation is underway into the possible links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and a foreign government to affect the outcome of a national election.
We can hold off on considering Gorsuch for a Supreme Court justice at another time, but when our administration is under FBI investigation, I don't think that's the time that we should be considering a lifetime appointment.
Long has also launched a petition to convince Senator Bennett to block Trump's nominee, which has received over 4,000 signatures. Filibuster demonstrations took place in more than a dozen states over the weekend. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A transportation funding bill that would send the question of a sales tax increase to voters cleared the House last Friday.
Leaders in both the Republican Senate and Democratic House are sponsoring House Bill 1242, but the measure has divided Republicans. Representative Dave Williams of Colorado Springs argued against it.
We cannot ask for more money from the taxpayers. They give us enough money. They don't want to pay more taxes.
The proposal would raise sales taxes by a little more than a half cent. While she says it's imperfect, Republican Polly Lawrence of Littleton supports it.
I am torn on this one. We have to do something. We have to listen to our constituents. We have to actually be the grown-ups in the room and figure out how we're going to make this work for the entire state of Colorado.
Lawrence says she hopes the Republican-controlled Senate can make the bill more appealing to the GOP. It heads there next. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally today, scientists and students from the University of Colorado will be in Paonia on Wednesday night. Along with students from four Delta County high schools, they will present information about a program they conducted to measure air quality in Delta County. The event is at Paonia High School from 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday night. Stay tuned to the KVNF regional newscast tomorrow for a detailed preview of the event. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.